It's time for Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network. Each week, we look back at one of the great games in Beaver football history against today's opponent, the Golden Bears from Concordia. Bucky's Legends is next, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com. September 24th, 2005, Bemidji State on the road at Griffin Stadium to take on the Golden Bears of Concordia St. Paul and their electric quarterback, James McNair. That day, Concordia St. Paul led 14-0 after the first, 21-13 headed to halftime. The Beavers erupted for 27 points in the third quarter, ended up tied 48-48 headed to overtime. McNair would score on a four-yard run, Golden Bears 55-48 winners over Bemidji State. On the day, James McNair ran 22 times for 215 yards and four touchdowns, also was 22 of 40 in passing, 309 yards and two more touchdowns. Beaver coach Brent Bolte was on the sidelines that day. He remembers the game vividly and remembers thinking that no lead was ever safe.
No, he was a great one. I mean, you think about all the great ones that have come through the NSIC, and he just had just escapability, playmaking that just made it extraordinarily difficult to prepare for. So we thought we had the game won. We had an interception late in, I think it was the third quarter, maybe early in the fourth, but no lead was safe, and he scrambled, he bought time, and just made it extraordinarily difficult. So yeah, he was one of the better ones that ever played. In my opinion, for CSP, he was great.
At one point in the game, the Beavers scored five straight touchdowns and lost. Just not supposed to happen.
It should not happen. You're right on that, and you give those guys credit. But yeah, he was a remarkable competitor. Kid just gave everything he had, and we had good offense too. We just couldn't put it away, and I remember that game vividly. I thought we had it won, and at that point, I think Josh Smith had returned the interception for a touchdown, and we thought we were up two scores and had it won, and they just wheeled their way back into it and made some big plays at the end.
The stats that McNair had that day wouldn't be as eye-popping today as they were back in 2005. Both McNair and the Golden Bears offense were ahead of the times.
I think a little bit of both. They had the two twin brothers, I think Mapson or something like that. I can't remember exactly their names, but those two were special gifted players. They had some really good tight ends. They just were really explosive, and yeah, they were spreading it out and doing things with tempo before a lot of other teams were doing it. So they're ahead of the curve that way, but back then it wasn't like you saw a real mobile quarterback and not a lot of teams doing what they were doing. So college football has morphed a lot, but yeah, they were certainly ahead of their time and had just a whale of an athlete back there.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We are the Beaver Radio Network.